heaven sees you. And the Bible says, he that sees in secret, he doesn't reward secretly. He rewards what? Openly. You will get your reward. Father, we give you thanks. We open our hearts. Spirit of grace, Spirit of truth, you have been with us. We have seen you. We've tasted you. We felt you. We know that you are eager to visit us. Lord, we open our hearts. We do not assume that we are strong in ourselves. Oh, Holy Spirit, our very present help and helper, we ask that you help us. Let there be impartations. Let there be impartations. Let there be impartations. Let the prophetic streams of Christ open. Let the prophetic wells, let it gush out this evening. Let dead prayer lives spring back to her. Oh, let there be distribution of mantles in the spirit. Let people come into a new place of freshness and light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. The anatomy of a wise woman. Tonight, I think I'm just going to be reading two scriptures and we'll pick it. We're pushing it towards the prophetic. A lot of the things I've said, and I will still say one or two things, you will find in this book, She, the Power of a Prophetic Woman. Please grab a copy while living with them after tonight. It will bless you. It will bless your family. You have a girl child. This is a gift for her. It's a must read. It is something you should place in the hands of your daughters. This is just the first series of The Power of a Prophetic Woman. I'm working on some others. She, the bad women of the Bible. You know, there's the devotional. There's so much we're working on. So grab a copy and it will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 27, verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of the daughters, Mala, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar, the priest, and before the princes, and all the congregation. Look at these people. They stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, before the princes, all the congregation, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away with among his family? Because he hath no son. Give unto us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their curse before the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Take note of that phrase. The daughters of Zelophehad, they speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if his father has no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. Proverbs chapter 31. Let's go there, please. Verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman?
For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of the spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Take note of that. Her candle. She laid her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is also known in the gates. When he seated among the elders in the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her. Hallelujah. A wise woman is a prophetic woman. A wise woman is a woman that knows how to leverage on the prophetic to receive wisdom from a realm that is higher than what is obtainable on the face of the earth. She superimposes it on the limitations of the earth. A wise woman is a woman that understands what the Lord has given to her, which should be her advantage. And usually I would say that the Holy Ghost is my advantage. Hallelujah. I am not disadvantaged because I have the Holy Ghost. Now, a wise woman, the Bible said in Proverbs 13:22, it says that a good man will leave inheritance for his children's children. I want to change that good to wise. A wise man will leave inheritance, not just for his children, but for his children's children. And if it applies to the man, it applies to the woman. We leave inheritance for our children's children. So let me try to tie up some things that I have not said since I started. That for you to be able to walk in wisdom, the first wisdom is that you must understand that when God created man in Genesis chapter 1, he said that he created us male and female, created he them in his image. Hallelujah. And he called them Adam, not called him Adam. He called them Adam. Hallelujah. So there is the feminine expression of God, and there is the masculine expression of God. Hallelujah. When you understand this as a woman, wisdom means that you understand your place, you take your place, and you are not in competition with the man. Hallelujah. There is who the man, God has ordained the man to be, and there is who God has ordained you to be. Hallelujah. There are several things, dimensions of God that if you want to describe them, of course we know that God is not a woman and God is not a man, but there are several aspects of God that the only thing that can capture it is certain features that you find in a woman. For example, when you call him El Shaddai, the double-breasted one, the one whose breast milk does not run dry, the only person that can understand understand it is a woman. Hallelujah. We are the ones that understand nourishment and supply, that dimension of the Father. When he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to cover you and brood over you. It's like a mother hen that is brooding over the chick. The person that knows how to do that is a woman. She can incubate. She can cover. It's a feminine expression of the nature of God. And if you go through scriptures, you will see that there are other aspects of God that you see more of a masculine dimension. You see strength and all of that. So wisdom is the ability for you to understand who God has created you to be confident in what God has created you to be, and to stay in your place. He made the man the head, and he knows why. You can't be wiser than God. He created you to be a help meet for the man. That's the wisdom of God. Don't try to change the order. Understand your place. It doesn't make you less. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then you will see how useful and fruitful and important you are to God. Five wise women called the daughters of Zelophehad got up. A wise man and a wise woman, they leave inheritance for their children's children. Church, say inheritance. Oh, what we have come to contend for tonight is not iPhone and bone straight. Oh. You can have, when you see that you are going through stuff and you are praying and praying and praying and praying, listen, it doesn't take God 10 hours to give you an iPhone. It doesn't take God 10 hours to give you a child. But when you see that there is so much contention for a promise to come to pass, then he's not giving you any child. He's giving you an inheritance in Samuel. Am I talking to somebody? Samuel is not an ordinary child. And excuse me, who told you that after all the intercession, it was only Samuel that Hannah came out with? No, she said in her words, the barren has born seven. So in the place of intercession, she did not just get Samuel. She moved and got seven others. Inheritance. That thing you are asking for, that is bringing so much warfare, I'm bringing so much contention, is that what the Lord wants to give to you is not ordinary. The only woman in my understanding, that might not be your understanding of scripture, but this is what the Holy Ghost showed me, that was able to move beyond her dispensation and enter the prophetic realm that was not for her day. This was the same Hannah that will go to the temple and stroll every Shiloh and be okay and be all right. She will go this year, clock in and go out next year. She did it for a while. Why? Her husband had told her, what's your problem? Why are you stressed? Am I not better than 10 sons? She believed that lie. A husband cannot be better than 10 sons. A husband has his place and sons have their place. In case you don't believe me, when you go home, call your husband, say, come, go and wash that plate. When you finish, send me the feedback. Hallelujah. Kishka ku. Interpret the tongue. That is what will happen to you. Do you understand? Say, come, go and wash that car. Then you will now know that a husband has his place and a son has his place. You can tell your son that, but you cannot tell your husband that. And one day, I don't know what happened to her. I don't know all the things that played out in her life. But this woman, this was not the same Hannah that had been coming to Shiloh. And this is your story. You've been coming for this conference. But this year you are telling yourself, no, this is not the same person. And this woman entered the temple and prayed so much, prayed so much, prayed so much, prayed so much that her name entered Hebrews 11. You might read Hebrews 11 and not see her now, but her name is there. The Bible said of some, they saw the promise from afar and they embraced it. How do you see something that is far and you pull it from far? And for you to embrace something, it must be near. So they saw it at far. The Holy Ghost was not for her day. It was for another day. But she prayed so much that at 9 o'clock, her mouth began to move, and the priest said, "You are drunk." Who did they tell us in scriptures that were drunk at 9 a.m.? The apostles, meaning that the first drunk person, the first one to enter a dimension, that she stood as a first fruit of something that was not for her day, was Anna. She pierced through the veil and she laid hold on something. When she came out, she became a prophetic woman. Go and read her baby dedication in 1 Samuel chapter 2. You will think it's that dedication. She's telling you the Lord killeth and he maketh alive. He lifts the poor out of the dunghill. He sends princes among them. He's telling you, he tells you about the story of Christ. Go and read that story. It is not baby dedication. No. She entered a realm. She tapped into the dimensions of Christ and she prophesied it through Samuel. That's legacy. That's inheritance. A woman that is able to take from the realms of God, fetch those realms and pass it on as inheritance to her children's children. The fate of your grandmother is Lois, and your mother, Eunice, that is in you. So Timothy, all of a sudden you do receive it, take it, receive it. Before you talk, people are falling under the power. People see Timothy, but it didn't start with Timothy. The faith of the grandmother, the faith of the mother, something was passed as an inheritance in the realm of the spirit. A mother was able to steward a realm so much that she could carry it and give it to her daughter. And the daughter could steward that realm so much that he passed it on to Timothy. That's the same thing that we see with Mary. Who was Mary, the mother of Jesus? She was able to steward that child so much that there was no corruption that was seen in Christ. Not just the pregnancy, but in nurturing that child so that he becomes a spotless, seamless lamb of God. It had to take a kind of woman, a wise woman, a prophetic woman, a woman that has insight. That is why she will hear things and she will keep them in her heart and she'll be watching the child. What manner of salutation is this? What kind of baby is this? Who exactly is this person? She was able to hold that realm. She was able to, if you watch Mel Gibson's Passion of Christ, you will have honor. I didn't say worship. Honor for Mary, the mother of Jesus. You will see a woman that a prophetic promise was being given to her of victory, of many things that will happen. But right as the prophecy is going, they are telling you that many swords will pierce your heart. You are seeing your child, the very child you carried on your womb, being stripped naked, spat on, beaten, and all kinds of things happening to that child. And she's able to hold forth. Who was Mary? Who are these women that we are talking about? These are not celebrity women. These are not fickle women. These are not social media women. These are not women that are mentored from the online space. These are not women that are not conscious of tomorrow. The Bible said of Moses that by faith he forsook the pleasures of Egypt because he had recompense unto the eternal reward. Why do we do the things that we do? Why will I start traveling when my son is 9 months old? Why do I move the way I move? Because I am conscious that my rewarder is coming. My rewarder is coming. My rewarder is coming. Some of us live our lives, we spend ourselves not because of earthly things. No, we expend ourselves knowing that 1,000 years on the earth cannot be compared to eternity. We expend ourselves knowing that, see, what we will get at the end of the day will be worth it. And so you give your money, you give your time, you give your prayer, you are pursuing. You want to be able to run this race well, so that when you stand before him, you will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And to every one of us, he has given freely. There is nobody he gave zero. He gave us according to our capacity. He gave some one, and gave some two, and gave some five. He gave five, and he gave 10. Everybody has a talent. There's a deposit of God inside of you. He has set eternity in your heart. You can know God if you want to. You can pursue God if you want to. He said, if you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. You can see into the realm of the spirit. The invisible realm of your father can be opened. Angelic dimensions can open to you. If you love God enough and you show it in the pursuit of God, if you pursue him, portals will be opened to you. Is your father's realm. He said concerning the virtuous woman, she perceives that the merchandise is good. She's able to see that this thing is good. And not just see it, but she puts her hand to the spindle and she lays a hold of it. She wants to be able to take inheritance and she wants to be able to give it. The daughters of Zelophehad, they got up one day and they said to Moses, in a day when the voice of women were not heard, in a day when women were not allowed to cross some boundaries, they got up in the midst of the congregation, the priest and everything, and they said, "Sir, our father was a good man. Our father did not betray the covenant. Our father did not die with the sons of Korah. Our father walked in a particular way. The only sin in court against our father is that he does not have male children. But he has 5 girls, 5 the number of grace. If our father does not have men, does it mean that inheritance will not be given to him?" And then Moses looked at them and said, "This matter is beyond me. There was a day I was asking the Lord for something, and the Lord said, 'Come up hither. What you are asking for, the Moses cannot give it to you.'" It's a question of inheritance. This matter you are asking me, you have to come to me. And so Moses had to go to the Lord because it was beyond him. This law that was put in place was given by Moses. Remember, it was God that gave Moses the law. Can you remember? Moses did not sit down to write it all. God gave it to Moses, and God is the all-knowing God. Why did he not do something about it? Meaning that when it gets to inheritance, if you don't contend for it, you get nothing. Inheritances are not given to weak people. In the day of inheritance, you put on your strength and your fight. So it's a day of blasphemy, a day of rebuke. For the people have come to the place of birth. There is no strength. You have carried this baby for 9 months. We don't know how many months it took for you and Oga to walk for the baby to enter. Do you understand? We just calculated the 9 months. For some persons, it took them years before 9 months started ticking. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you have done all of that background work. Then eventually it now culminates in 9 months. And then you've carried the baby to 9 months. You get to the delivery room and they say, "Madam, this joy we have been waiting for. Madam, push." You say, "I don't tire." "Madam, push." "9 months work will be wasted. The work before the 9 months will be wasted. If you are not careful, madam will die and the child will die." Why? Because she came to the place of birth where she was supposed to carry all her strength and push once. And that's why if you go to the delivery room, they will tell you, "When with the labor just started, you are shouting. Don't shout this shout too." "Thank you, ma. Keep your strength. When we need you to shout, we will tell you, because this shout You know, I've watched some home videos those days, and I see how people behave when they are pregnant, when they want to give birth, and I'll be wondering. And then they told us that it's not like that, oh, it's just one strong menstrual pain. And so all of a sudden, my son, you know, that night, I'll just walk like this, I'll just feel one pain. I say, ah, delivery has started. Then I'll not tell myself, is this the pain? Is this the pain that they are talking about? And so I went to meet my friend that is a nurse. She smiled. She said, come in the morning. In the morning, I'll walk, smile, just feel one pain. Can I? I will say, so why do they shout? Is this the pain? You know, I was still very psychedelic. I gelled my hair, did my hair very well, packed my small box, boiled my water, carried everything that I want to carry. Is this not giving birth? When I was set, I told my husband, carry me to our house. I want to give birth. Then I went there. Caraca. So. I said, I have come. She said, you have come for what? I said, I have come to give birth. She said, I said, it's paining me. She looked at me and she laughed. Because when I got married, I went to Saple. I'm not from Saple. My mother is not there. My sister is not there. I got married to a place where I don't know anybody. So maybe if that my mom was there, she would have counseled me. There was nobody. So she now said, okay, stay in the house. Then later, she was looking at me because she's a midwife. She told my husband, hey, let me try and fast forward this thing for her. I would have allowed them to just allow me to just be going through this, my pain. So, and the most annoying thing is that her house, she was staying upstairs. And it's those upstairs that bricklayer did the staircase. Do you know those upstairs? It's not an engineer, it's bricklayer. When you are climbing up, you are going down. You know those kind of upstairs that is straight like that. You are climbing up like this. The way I climbed up, when it was time to come down, hey, kaka, yeah, cola. They had to carry me over. She now brought the injection in my mind. What are they really doing? By the time they gave me, is it P2C? No, I'll be, what is it? Hey, gazuzuzu, yege, yeah. I will do like this. I will do like that. Then the next thing I will do like this. Jesus. Then I will do like that. I'll do again. She said, oh, you're always an English woman. I didn't know you could speak Urhobo. I will do again. Hey. That's all you will hear. Once you hear the know that I'm going somewhere. Eventually, she now said, let me check. You are ready. Oh, yeah, let's go now. I took one step. I got to the staircase. Look at that staircase. Why did I climb this staircase? I could not come down. No. Her husband came to back me. My husband was looking downstairs. My husband, the husband, they said, this one, she will give birth on this staircase. He just carried me on his back and ran down the staircase. We got to the car. I put one leg inside the car. So I put the leg. I removed the leg. She said, you don't want to give birth again. I said, hey. The next thing, I found myself in the hospital. As I was entering, the mercy of God is that my labor is not long. As I entered, I shouted, gee, and the baby came out. As it was coming out, she was saying, how is it? I said, it's only one more. It's twins I wanted. I said, you see this journey, only one more time that we go through this journey. She said, keep quiet. I said, I'm telling you. Immediately I gave birth to my daughter. She said, how is it? I said, I don't finish. Nothing will carry me through this route again. Hallelujah. Not that. I said, they were showing me the child. Look at this. You know, they'll show you to they were telling me, I said, I don't finish. You don't finish. Thank you, Jesus. It is okay. It is over. There is some of them. They born 8. They born 5. You are the only one that received the commandment to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. You have grace, so God bless you. You see, this is my energy. It's only for pulpits. Anything outside here. We don't look like our stories. Hallelujah.
When you come out, your package. No, you shouted one day. You screamed one day. Now you have gone through all of that. What are you doing it for? To lay hold on inheritance. You have gone through all. They say, Madam, this lash push. Imagine if I said, I will not. All those efforts would have been wasted. The daughters of Zelophehad, they got up and they said, no, our father deserves an inheritance. By the time they were done, the shocking part of this story to me is that when Moses went to God, God said, God do. The daughters of Zelophehad, they speak right as in God. You know, God is your father. Do you talk to him? You know, some of you, the only time you talk to God is some days you should just go to him. God, you know you are my father. And you know, father and children used to talk. I've come home. I don't want to pray in tongues. I want to talk. So now you, that you are God, that you gave this law. Did you not see this? That means if the daughters of Zelophehad have not gone to God, it will continue like that. God will be God. Daughters will not get inheritance. And everybody will be all right. But some ladies saw inheritance. And what happened? The law was so changed. Did you see all he was saying? If it is not this, then it should go to this. If they don't have this, then it should go to that. If they should, that's, they tied up all the loose ends so that everything was well sorted. The daughters of Zelophehad, they speak right. When you are contending for inheritance, you must have sight. I'm gradually going to where I will round off. He said, as far as your eyes can see. Another person that laid hold on inheritance was Esther. With 3 days fasting and prayer and the wisdom of God, what she got was inheritance, such that laws were altered. I want you to see what I'm picking. That they did not just say, take the inheritance. They altered law. Is it possible that where you are, maybe you are in a family where the girls, they don't get married. Can you get up and get an inheritance? You see that my assistant I was talking to you about, that I said she's a warrior. She comes from a family where they either marry late, and before they marry, they must give birth. You will see it. It has happened. Cousins, sisters, it's just something that plays out. And more of Catholic background. Then she became born again. And she observed this pattern. And she said, no, me, I will be the first person to break this thing. And as God will have it, she got married to a pastor. And it was broken. But after her, she has like 5 girls. No marriage in the house. No marriage. And she said she kept looking. She was praying about it. And one day she went to a church to minister. After ministration, she said that she was the guest minister. She was sitting down. They announced that it was Thanksgiving, and the Lord told her, he said, this, your sisters you have been praying for, do Thanksgiving. So she went to the pastor. It's not her church, another church, like the way I came here, and you are doing Thanksgiving. I said, please, I want to do Thanksgiving. Oh, wow. And her sisters came with her. They say, she called them, say, we are doing Thanksgiving. Sister, what are we doing Thanksgiving for? Follow me. When you get there, we will know. She danced and went to the stage. By the time they called her, she said, praise the Lord, I want to thank God. I have, is it 5 or 4 younger sisters? They are all married to the glory of God. All her sisters, they turned, they were looking at her. We are married. Some got angry and walked out. Huh? Sister, what's the meaning of this? You don't even know if the person that wants to marry us is inside the church, and you are saying we are all married. When they got home, of course, they reported to their parents. They blasted her. But they could not understand that it was what God told her to do. That year, 4 of them, they are all married. It was back to back what? What she did in the spirit was she broke something. She took an inheritance.
And I want to believe that the children that will come from that family henceforth will not have this pattern problem. Do you understand? That is taking an input. You need a prophetic eyes. Abraham, as far as you can see, it will be given to you. Elijah and Elisha, if you see me when I am caught up, it shall be given to you. So a wise woman, according to Proverbs 31, she sees from far. She's a prophetic woman. She's a woman that has the ability of hindsight, ability of insight, ability of foresight. She's able to discern the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, my sheep hears my voice. A prophetic woman is the sheep of the Lord that hears the voice of the Lord. As long as you are not a goat, you should hear God's voice. The voice of the Lord should not be strange to you. If you come to me for counseling and you keep telling me, and the devil now told me, I will ask you a question. Are you born again? How come you are hearing so clearly the voice of the devil? Because the Bible said the voice of a stranger you will not hear. How come you can hear the voice of a stranger without praying and fasting? But when it gets to hearing the voice of God, you must fast for 3 days. Something is wrong. The voice of the stranger should not be louder than the voice of the shepherd. And so hearing the voice of God, which is being prophetic, is something we're going to contend for. We travel by light. We travel by sight. We are able to move farther and further because we see. There are certain territories I've entered, and some I want to enter. When I saw opposition, the only reason why I stood firm in contending for it was because the Lord told me, I have sent you to this nation. And so whether it's coming as probably a visa refuser or whatever, in the place of prayer, I tell the devil, back off. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. By him all things were created, and for him and all things consist in him. That territory was created by Christ. Cannot defy Christ. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I come in his name. Open. You can't be this audacious if you are not sure. If you have not seen. Because it's not every territory that is given to us. Or a robot said there's danger in taking too much territories. Territories come with demonic attacks. Let me not go into stories. You meet them. They question you. Who sent you? But when you know that God told me, go to Lagos. Then you look at the territory in the realm of the spirit. You want to be able to landscape your territory. And even if you don't have any spiritual sight, there are some things, some elements that you can see in your territory that gives you a glimpse of some operational spirits in the land. Like Abuja. Abuja's landscape in the spirit is more of a rock. If you enter the city is calm. The city does not look harsh like Lagos. If you enter Lagos, you know you are ready for warfare. If you enter Abuja, Abuja has a deceitful look. It looks like everything is at peace. Like the roads are fine, the houses are fine. Then you just enter. You know, if you enter Lagos, you are saying, hey, go, help me. You know, Lagos, everyone there. No. Abuja, you just feel it's nice. Hey, God sent you. Then you enter and you meet a rock. Then the first rock you meet is house rent. It will beat you. Then before you know, you are staying at Nyanya. Before you know, Maraba. Before you know, Jiko. Before you know, Abaji, before you know, Nasarawa, then now you'll not be telling somebody that you, it's good, bro. You just wake early and you move. You are not explaining it. Sister, you are not in Abuja. The territory has pushed you into another state. He said Issachar, He saw that rest was good. He put his head and he entered bondage. You saw it. It looked peaceful. But this territory has traffic. That's one of the principalities of this territory. A setting there was ministering at Lekki. They shifted my flight. It was supposed to be a morning flight. Shifted till evening. I landed Murtala Airport 6. I was supposed to be in the hall by 7. My brother was, it was a prophetic meeting. He called me. Where are you? We're supposed to meet and move together. I said, I just landed. He said, you will not make the meeting. I said, I'll make the meeting. 3 days prior to that time, the Lord said me, pray for the meeting. I was praying and he said, deal with the principality of Lagos. I was praying, rakata. And he said, traffic. He said, traffic is a principality in the land. It has a way of slowing you, configuring your movement. You move by 4, not because you want to move by 4. You want to beat traffic. You move at 9. It's something in the territory that orders your life in a particular way. And it looks normal. So they picked me. And everywhere looked clear until we got to somewhere, I think around Osoji. And there was traffic. And then I remember the word of the Lord. And all of a sudden, a vehicle came from our back. Siren. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Flashlights like 2-3 times. Our back. Then vehicles cleared. Parted the vehicles this way. Parted the vehicles. We were directly in front. Took us out of the traffic. And left. I didn't give it attention. When we got to Lekki Bridge, the traffic, I heard again, wow, wow, wow. I turned and I saw that vehicle again. Wow. This time, the people that were with me, they were touching me and they were saying, woman of God, are you seeing what's going on? I said, the angel of the Lord needs me in that meeting. Parted again. Took us through the traffic like convoy. And we were out. 7 o'clock, I was entering the hall. It is not possible. It's not possible, even if there's no traffic. But we don't like sharing some of our stories because they will tell us now that how did you know that it was not police? Please, it is my eyes that saw it. And it is my life. Explain your own. Leave me to explain my own. Okpari. Abi Beni. Abi Zibeko. Hallelujah. When something is important to you, you contend for it. So what's that thing? We're entering prayers. What's that thing that you need to contend for? You have looked at your husband. You have called him all kind of men. He's all lay, he's lazy man, he's whatever. But are you seeing something that is beyond him? He needs help, oh. And they've given him this money. They've given him that money. Are you not seeing that a force is responsible for that thing that you are seeing? The daughters of Zelophehad, they got up. And they went to Moses in a day when the daughter's voice was not heard. And the Lord said, they speak right. Do we have wise women in the house that will speak right today? Women that will take inheritances for their children. Women that will take portions for their children. You need to be prophetic. You need to know how to hear the voice of the Lord. It is your right. And it is not difficult. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. So the day you got born again, what happened? You began to see the kingdom. You were baptized into the company of the seers. That means the kingdom of God is righteousness, it is peace, and it is joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. And you know the Holy Ghost is a ghost, right? The Holy Ghost is a spirit. Is that not true? Is the Holy Ghost like me? So if the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that means the kingdom is summed in the Holy Spirit. Except a man be born, he cannot see the kingdom. So is it right to the mathematical equation to say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the Holy Ghost? I'm just mixing one scripture. And so if the Holy Ghost is a ghost, or should I use spirit? Will you be more comfortable with spirit? You'll be more comfortable with the Holy Spirit. Just be deceiving your mind there. Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost, they are the same. If the Holy Ghost is a spirit, then it takes you having another pair of eyes to see into the realm of the spirit. So if a man is born again, he can see, right? If a man is born of what is John 3:3-8, I'm reading. If a man is born of water and the spirit, he can enter. So there are two dimensions. One is to see. The other is to enter. Elisha saw the dropping of the mantle, entered it. The sons of the prophet stood from afar. They saw it, but they did not enter. So you can see things in the spirit, but you are handicapped. How do you navigate a spirit realm to take a hold of something that is there? It is in your born-again experience. I'm making the prophetic very basic and very simple so that you are not running from one place to another looking for somebody to give you a prophetic word. You can get the word. And even if you don't see, the Bible is the more sure word of prophecy. If you take these scriptures and war with them, you will get your promise. He said, when the Holy Ghost will come, you will dream dreams. And you will see visions. He brings you into a realm that the fathers operated in. Joseph had a dream. Both Josephs, they had dreams. They all had it. See the Acts of the Apostles. Angelic visitation was normal. Rhoda saw an angel, in quote. She was not petrified. She did not look at the angel and say, oh, angel, I adore you. She just looked and said, it's Peter's angel. It's not angel we want, it's Peter. She shut the door and she turned back. I want you to see how normal it was. If I'm the one that saw angel now, we'll be sharing the encounter every day. An angel told Philip, join yourself to this chariot. Paul said an angel of the Lord stood by night. John had encounters with angels. How come we are living a realm that was given to us? Our advantage is the realm of the spirit. It's the father of spirit, the spirit of the age to come. The realm. If you see men advancing, know that a spirit realm. And our father is the father of spirits. He said, are they not ministry spirit sent to minister for them who are heirs of salvation? There's an invisible realm that is here. They are not far. They are angels all around. Innumerable company of angels. When one angel enters your life, do you know what will happen? When the late Archbishop Benson Idahosa died, two major prophets in America got angelic encounters. One of them said, I think it was Bob Jones, that he was in his room and the heavens were stirred. He had had a number of visitations and he was wondering, what kind of visitation is this? And all of a sudden, the wall in his room collapsed and he saw a fierce, tall angel with fiery eyes standing. This one was not smiling. He said he was looking at this being in the spirit, and then there were 12 others behind him. And the being said, my name is Breakthrough. The servant of God, Archbishop Benson Idahosa, just died. He said, we are the angels that were sent to work with him. He said, I break through the land. And the 12 others, they complete it. He said, that's why nobody was able to stand him all the days of his life. He said, but now we have been sent. I will leave the talk here. He came out of the encounter and checked the news. Archbishop Desmond Igbahosa has just gone home to be with the Lord. Charles Capps talked of a man of God that ministry was under financial siege, and he embarked on a 7 days journey, coming to church and praying for 7 days. The seventh day he was praying, he prayed this way. He was pacing on the pulpit, prayed the other way. As he prayed, he turned. You will see it in his book, Ministry of Angels. And he saw two fierce beings. He said, "We have been sent from the throne of our Father to come contend for the finance of your ministry. Give the command." And he said, "Go." The next three, I think it was $900,000 or so, bam, drop into the account. $300,000, bam. See, when a realm of your Father comes, Akaligo Sianeta, there are things that will shift in your life. It's our realm. I'm stirring the water. I'm stirring realms so that this thing becomes accessible to you. They can help your children. They can give them direction. One of the angelic encounters I had, one of my first conscious one that I knew to later, I didn't know then that it was an angel, was in this city. I just come into the city from Jos to stay with my elder brother. We're staying at Orelope, somewhere around Egbeda. I hope I still know that path. And I was doing a diploma program at Lagos City Computer College. It's a polytechnic now. Simbiat Abiola Way. Yes, so that was 90 what now? Anyway, I didn't know that in Lagos, you don't come down from Lolwe in a straight way. That when you come down, you run. I did not know that Molwe does not used to stop. Oh, Jesus. I was orientation. I was on Ikeja Expressway. They were digging the ditches that time, very deep. They were doing drainage then. So I came out, and if you see me, you know I like height. So I always wear, that's why I said I will collect his height. You see me with high heel. I was wearing heels, and I just came down from the Molwe. I didn't know it had moved. My leg twisted. I landed on my ankle. I was falling right into the ditch. When a man that was wearing a camouflage uniform, he came, he caught me, carried me. There's a church, I don't know how it is now, it's yes, on that express, painted blue and white. He carried me to the front of the church. He sat me down, took my legs, removed my shoe, pulled it, looked at me and said, "You will be fine." Then I looked at my legs and lifted my head. I did not see the man. It is me that have the experience. Don't believe. I'm not even begging you to believe. Don't believe. But allow me to believe. Because you can't tell me that I don't know what I saw. Till tomorrow, I did not see that man. It's the invisible realm. When it comes to inheritances, you need help. There are things you don't know. Ancient things. Some are legal things. But the blood of Jesus has nullified them. God sends help to you. And that's why at times, you will see that you wake up at specific time in the night. There is help you don't know. Specific time. The angel of the Lord stands to talk to you, but you are not conscious. Why is it that you must ease yourself 2:10 every day? You ease yourself tomorrow. It's not alarm. 2:10. Next tomorrow, 2:10. Another day, 2:10. You lack spiritual sense. When they come like that, they come to help you. The angel said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." Is it possible that that angel was a night angel? I don't know. I don't have all the theology. But why will he say, Money should not meet me here. That means there was something in his configuration that had to do with night. Is it possible that every time you are getting those nudging, one of those type come, but your mind is programmed to good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. You wake up by 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Your prayer is so dry. You pray, yes. But if you have gotten up by that time, you would have seen the difference. You may not see in the realm of the spirit, but have you ever got a kind of nudge? And it's like they just sucked you into something. And you're like, kakapaka. You are even asking yourself, this kind of power, where is he coming from? The Father sent help. Has he not given his angels charge concerning us to keep us in all our ways? Are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister to them who are heirs of salvation? The Lord told me, he said, Fanny, the way you contend for health and the way you contend for wealth, contend for the angelic realm, you are the heir of salvation. 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 And as long as he's a child, does not differ from a slave. He'll be oppressed. But the day you get up, and you know that there are angels that have been sent. Hey, they are in the room. Akatosa, italapashita, redeposiane, retakoshata, redeboshana na 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 ha, akalabakalima sent, iandoshada, redededededededede. I hear radical transformation. Redededededede. Pray. A ram has switched open. This is how impartation comes. Hey! I hear, get ready, get ready, get ready. Ushers, where are you? The hand of God is over the meeting. Mando sine yena zaya. Shadabosia. He's our reality. He's our realm. Sinai, they come from the Lord. He said, your daughters will prophesy. They will prophesy. And they will dream dreams. It is your inheritance. Contend for it. Contend earnestly for the faith that was delivered. Contend. Contend. Shut up. Here there, Shadamaya, Libo Shadamakaya, Rebekende, Ikabaros, Yitalaba, Regenos, Yana. I see huge wings. I see huge wings. The angel of his presence. For he said, I will cover you with feathers, and under my wings, the wings of Jehovah God. Different spots, there is no limitation piercing. Enter, 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 for there's a river that will never run dry. There is a river. It's a river of our Father. It's a river of life. The streams thereof shall make glad cities. He said, God. midst of her. God is in this river. There's a river right now. God is in our midst. And God shall help her. And that's right early. God is in the midst of the river. The river is coming from your spirit, for out of your belly shall flow. And he measured it 1,000 cubits. I measured it 1,000 cubits. I measured it 1,000 cubits. I measured it. A river that cannot enter. Pray, keep praying. Just enter the river. I see dimensions of the Father, the ministry of spirit of just men made perfect. I see it opened over the house. I see new realms and dimensions fed from the throne of our Father. I see them release. Let go. And it cometh to pass when the Lord has not spoken. In this atmosphere, you can nullify counsel. In this atmosphere, you can throw down legislations in the realm of the spirit. In this atmosphere, you can upturn the counsel of the wicked. In this atmosphere, you can say no to enchantment and divinations. In this atmosphere, you can cancel and abort the mission of the adversary over your life. Enter the river. I see angels sent on assignments. Kingdom fire. Kingdom power. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Power. Fire. Yeah.
and I'll be done. The first one is as I was coming, the Lord said, tell them to take the battle to the gates. So you will switch to warfare mode. Hey, yeah, that's what I want to hear. We'll do that for like 7 minutes. Then I will tell you what opened and I'm done. That thing that has been confronting you, you could not chase it now. Remember what I talked about, the power of the church. We are standing as one. Nothing can stop this church. The Lord told me one day, I was going for a 7-hour stretch, and from there I was going to Benin to minister. As I was going, I heard the voice of the Lord very clearly. He speaks to me a lot in scriptures. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail. Then he kept saying, Fanny, if it is a church, the gates cannot prevail. The gates cannot prevail. The gates cannot prevail. The gates cannot prevail. If it is the church, if we are the church, there is no gate of village people. I have seen warfare. I have seen battles. I have seen some demons manifest in the physical and accuse me. I've seen them in the spirit. But I've seen the victories of Christ. The Bible said, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph, who has given us the victory. I don't know what that thing is that have been lingering. You will take the battle to the gates. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth is loose in heaven. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name. Somebody shout the name. Shout the name. Call the name. Call the name. Call the name. Go to the gate. Thank you.
You see? Bill Harmon had either Bill Harmon or Tim Sheets had an angelic visitor, and he asked him, what's the fastest way to release angels? He said, the believers shout. He said, when the believers find themselves in a dire street and they don't know, they just shout. That shout releases the angel. Now, with this information in your mind, shout. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Don't shoot your arrow once. Hey! Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Let the territories open. Let the gates be open. Let the gates be open. Let the city gates open. Financial gates open. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let there be transformation. Money come. Let there be a change. In Jesus' name. Then I heard the Lord say, when I was outside in the overflow, he said, an usher shall dip his feet in oil. He said, I open a wealth gate over the heart. And I hear the Lord say, I judge barrenness. Not just fruit of the womb, but everything that has to do with barrenness has been judged. Hardship is judged in your life. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is really. I see a sword in the spirit. I hear the sword of the Lord and the sword of RCN. There's a sword released in the spirit that will cause the territory to bow to you. The Lord is subduing territorial powers around you. You will bow. And you will bow to the left, to this side, to this side, to this side. Because the Lord is causing your sound to resonate in the territory. You become the light of this place. In the name of Jesus. Can you say, I dip my feet in oil? I enter the inheritance of Asher. I enter through Christ. I enter the inheritance of Asher. My wealth gate is open. So money, hear the word of the Lord. Wherever you are, carry your wings. Fly in. You will no longer fly out of my life. You will fly to me. All those that have been sent to help me, wherever you are tonight, oh, you become restless until you remember me and you do me good. Divine ideas and everything I need for this new season of wealth, I receive it by faith. Now release your shout. I release my tool. Because my territory hears me as I go back tomorrow. Ah! Hallelujah. If you are believing for the fruit of the womb, come quickly. Last year, November, I was in Ibadan. I left Ibadan a week ago. As I was entering, three women were greeting me. Mom, you prayed for us. One has given birth. She said, you didn't know I was pregnant. You picked it. The other two have been believing. They were all pregnant. The last testimony we have in our ministry is triplet. I've seen 15 years, 13 years, 12 years, all kinds of barrenness broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. There is no struggle. I know you people have met all kinds of people. All kinds of people have prayed for you. But you are taking your children today. Because children are the heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is a gift. It's a gift. Every good and perfect gift comes from our Father. The Bible says you are complete in Him. So your children already surround your table. The Bible said the angels of our children behold the face. All I'm going to be doing is dispatching the angel of your children to carry your children to your house. That's all I'm doing. When you get home, just rejoice. Because by this time next year, I don't know if I will be in this conference, but by this time next year, you will doubtless come back to share your testimonies. The gates of hell cannot prevail. The gates of barrenness cannot prevail. On Mount Zion, there is deliverance, and we possess possessions. And so, Father, we thank you because you have already blessed them with children. Can you lift your hands and thank him because he has given you children? Not he will give you, he has already given you. See, look up if it will help you. Look up. Some days, some weeks, some days ago, you must understand how the Lord leads you. I woke up with a song that my pupils used to sing in school. I will praise the Lord. He has done what he promised. He has done what he promised. Oh, Jesus. He our Redeemer, oh, the whole universe, he sing hallelujah. He has done what he promised. I heard the song. I was wondering where I heard that song. We're talking years. I knew there was somebody singing. And the Lord said, I have already done. Not I will do. And he said, all the promises have already been fulfilled in Christ. Not will be fulfilled. He changed my prayer life from that day. Meaning that God has already given you children. So what we are doing is calling for the manifestation of what has been given to you. If I lay my hands on you and there's a manifest presence of God in my hands, I'm only declaring it so that it will stir your faith. I know when that impartation came, and I know when the angel comes, my hand, that's when I start laying hands. If it doesn't manifest, if I don't sense I should, I let it go. Of course, I can stir the waters. That is part of what you saw playing out this evening. It is manifesting now. So if it will help your faith, I'll just place it. Please don't pull the hand. I'll just place it. All I need you to say is, I receive my children, and dance back. As simple as that. And if you go home and you see blood tomorrow or next week, don't negate this word. Because there can be blood and you can still have your child. We've seen those testimonies. Some have been bleeding till the ninth month and they give birth. No matter the report, put joy in your environment. I feel your pain. I know what it is for a woman to be going up and down looking for children. But you see, Yebezina. That's your word. Oga dirigima. You will doubtless return. You will return with joy, carrying your sheaves. And so, Father, we stand as the ecclesia in RCN Lagos. we come with a heart of thanksgiving because you have already blessed this women with children. We stand in agreement with the angel over this house, Reverend Austin Okore. We stand in agreement and the unity of faith. And today we dispatch the angels of their children to carry their children from the realms of glory. And let them manifest in their lives, in their homes, in their bodies. Thank you because you've already given them. You've given them male and you've given them female. Every biological disorder, you come into alignment in the name of Jesus. Your bodies become a safe net for babies. There will no longer be miscarriages. Yes, you will no longer cast your young. Whatever has been pushing it out, that operation stops now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, it is broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is done. It is settled. Because I just heard your water just broke. That is what I heard. That's when I started smiling. They tell you your water broke when you are about to give birth. Meaning that the Lord is not even seeing the pregnancy. He's seeing the delivery. So we say congratulations. Go with your babies. It is done. It is settled. It is done. It is settled. Say I receive it. Go rejoicing. It is done. It is settled. 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 Come quickly. Done and settle. See your angels. Carry male. Carrying female. It is settled. You are returning with your children. You are returning. If it is triplets, it is twins. You are returning. Your water broke. Your water broke. Heaven have done it. It is settled. Where are the single girls that are due for marriages? Quickly, quickly. You are long overdue. Come. Receive yours now. Fruit of the womb or single? Single. Take yours now. Take yours now. God took Eve to her husband. God took Eve to her husband. By the oppression of the Lord, you become visible now. The Lord carries you to that man in the name of Jesus. Enter your husband's houses. Enter your husband's houses. The siege is broken. Can you move quickly? The snare is broken. The siege is over. The snare is broken. Enter your husband's houses. Enter your husband's houses. It is done. It is settled. It is done. It is settled. See, listen. If it will help your faith. 2 years ago, I saw a lot of single people around me. And we said, no, not on our watch. I can have beautiful girls around me and they're not getting married. And I can share countless testimonies. I said, enter your husband's house. To the 31st, we were doing marriage. To the 31st, we're doing marriages. Such as the Lord has released over us. Enter your husband's house. Receive by faith. Enter by faith. Receive by faith. Receive by faith. Enter by faith. Go back rejoicing. Don't lose this power. Know how to receive. Enter the realm. It's been given to you. It is yours. Enter your husband's houses. Enter by faith. Enter by faith. Enter by faith. Take it. It is yours. Take it. It is yours. Receive by faith. Move like soldiers. Receive by faith. Receive with thanksgiving. All I need for you is thanksgiving. Because it is with joy you draw. You draw with joy. I rejoice with you. I rejoice with you. It is done. It is settled. The veils are removed. The shackles are removed. Demonic contention comes to an end. Spirit husband and bound and driven off in the name of Jesus. Everything that plays out to drive men out of your life, you are driven out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive yours by faith. Can you move quickly? Receive yours. Receive yours. Receive yours. Fast. Receive yours. Receive yours. Receive yours. Take it by faith. Receive yours. Receive yours. Miracle. You receive your miracle by the power of the Holy Ghost. It is done. The reign of miracle. The reign of miracle. The reign of miracle. The last song you will take, and that's where I'm stepping out, is by my God, I run through a troop. The God who answers prayer is my name. But I need you to sing that part. Hey, by my God. That's the beginning of the song. So if you don't know it, start learning it now. Receive. Take yours. 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 Take yours. Enter your husband's houses. It is done. It is settled. The wars and contention, they come to an end. Commotion of marriages, we declare it. Multiple marriages in this house. Multiple marriages. 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 By our God, we run through a troop. By our God, we leap over a wall. You enter. 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 It is done. It is settled. It is done. It is settled. It is done. It is settled. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we pray for our pastor? He's not here. He's on mission work. Can we pray for him? Can we pray for his wife? Pray for their children. Pray for their family. They organize the meeting so that we will be blessed. Can we bless them? Bless them and bless all the pastors that work with them, that their hands will be strong to labor. It will be from glory to glory, victory to victory. We bless you as a house. We declare your mission successful. You return back with mighty and marvelous testimonies in the name of Jesus. You have entered your breakthrough realm. You have entered your realm of testimonies. We declare it over him. It runs down to the garment in the mighty name of Jesus. You will doubtless return with your testimonies, because the angels of testimonies has been released over the house. And because I know you believe, then you will dance this song. That's just your sign, your faith point to say it is done, that we have already run through a troop. Demonstrate it. Yeah.